This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that is not to be believed. The hobnobbing and fundraising have been going on for many months, and vast war chests have been built up, but this week, the candidates for the presidential nomination in the Enough Party finally arrived at the point where their futures were being determined by actual, live, not very wealthy Americans. And the policy of extreme disclosure adopted by former Governor Dick Burstyn and Senator Sam Spleen has made the process even more interesting. Wendy Vapers reports.
Tuesday night, when the results began to trickle in, Senator Sam Spleen and his supporters were elated.
I'm thrilled with the way things are going. We're looking good. Lunenburger's stock price is up. Its sales are up. The numbers are all positive and encouraging. It's a company on the move. And the man wearing their hat is a candidate on the move.
Larry Lunar, for weeks now, ever since he proposed in a debate with Governor Dick Burstyn that the two of them engage in extreme disclosure by displaying, on their clothing, the insignias of the sources of their financial support. Spleen also wears the logos of the Hand Soap Manufacturers Association, DISCO, Fossil Oil, Ethical Cereals, makers of Oathies, Friendly Cola, and the internet giant DoGoodCo.com. All did well on Tuesday night. Political analyst Ted Sheffield.
The message, Wendy, is pretty clear. The people love Senator Spleen's brands and associations. Friendly Cola is selling like gangbusters in all the primary states. DISCO and Fossil Oil are reporting huge profits. The hand soap industry, which united behind Spleen over a year ago, is in the midst of a renaissance. And even DoGoodCo.com has not lost as much money lately since Sam Spleen had their internet address tattooed on his forehead.
Well, it is not a real tattoo. Is it?
He's a politician. What do you think?
The news on Tuesday was not very good for Governor Burstyn. He declined to appear at his own campaign rally that night, but was available to reporters the next day.
Obviously, we have some work to do. Our brands are struggling. Sprawling Medical, one of my major funders, had a bad week. But luck was part of it, getting sued by the Justice Department and having a record number of patients die because of foolish human error was an unfortunate coincidence.
Rumors have surfaced that some of Burstyn's major donors have requested that he hide their financial relationship because they're afraid his unpopularity is dragging down their stock prices, profits, and market shares. Again, analyst Ted Sheffield.
Early on, we thought Governor Burstyn had made the error of aligning himself with industries and brands that are not well-loved. But since he came on board, things have become a lot worse.
But that's not how he sees it.
No, he's got his own spin on it.
I wear the name of, well, Industrial Sludge Producers Incorporated, for example, as a way of saying thank you to these loyal supporters. They don't pay me to do it. A lot of them are in unpopular industries and groups that the public is not sympathetic towards.
Like the drunken boating lobby?
The Boating and Beverage Association is a good example. Other candidates, and I'm not naming any names, refused to accept their support. Well, I thought that was unfair. It's a fundamental right for an American group to be able to funnel large amounts of money to a political candidate of their choice. I'm willing to take some heat so groups like the BABA and Sprawling Medical and Gullible Readers Clearinghouse can be involved in the political process.
Latest polling figures show Governor Burstyn is rapidly becoming the most hated man in America. Political analysts say this is a case of poor timing, as most successful candidates for president put off becoming hated until after they are elected. Right now, Burstyn is waning while Spleen appears to be waxing, which is what he told his supporters Tuesday night.
We're going to keep on disclosing where the money comes from. We're going to wear our brands proudly. Our companies are going to prosper, and that will make it possible for them to funnel more money into our campaign. So remember, shop Spleen, shop Spleen,
shop Spleen,
shop Spleen,
shop Spleen.
Senator Sam filed the Enough Party, who appears to be using his policy of extreme disclosure to ride the crest of a wave of new credibility and fresh momentum, perhaps to victory in November. I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.